The top official in charge of the Philadelphia Department of Commerce is leaving her post. WHYY business reporter Kristen Mosbrugger-Garza has some details.
Mayor Sherelle Parker's director of commerce, Abel Martinez, is leaving the city in May. Martinez led efforts to create the Small Business Catalyst Fund, an expansion of PHL Taking Care of Business, and the Philly Biz Hub. Martinez is leaving to produce an original musical, which is an adaptation of her film, L'Agua Agua 47. It's about the experiences of a new immigrant to Philadelphia riding the Route 47 SEPTA bus. Kristen Mosbrugger-Garza, WHYY News.
Delaware Governor Matt Meyer has laid out his budget priorities as he begins his first year in office. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
Governor Meyer is proposing to raise new revenue in the form of taxes and fees as the state forecasts a slowing economy. Meyer wants to add three higher tax brackets, so wealthier people have to pay more of their income in taxes than they do now. He says it's only fair.
Too many Delawareans come home with dirt under their fingernails, with their shirt stained from a hard day at work, and the burden of paying for government falls on them.
State Representative Jeffrey Spiegelman says he's concerned that the tax burden could fall on small businesses. He says the state can't tax its way out of its financial difficulties. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania Republicans are advancing a bill that would ban transgender girls and women from women's sports. On a party-line vote, Republicans sent the bill from the Education Committee to the Senate floor. Senator Dawn Kiefer is a Republican from York County who says the bill helps protect women's rights.
This is about biology, right? This is our inherent nature. And I've been frustrated watching our young women struggle over the past several years to compete on a fair platform and have opportunities and victories swiped from them.
Democrats opposed the bill and say the NCAA already changed rules in response to President Trump's January executive order banning trans women from women's sports. Fewer than 10 transgender athletes are active in the NCAA at that level. Approximately 1.4% of 13 to 24-year-olds identify as transgender, with 40% of transgender high school students participating in sports. House Democratic leadership opposes the bill. In sports, the Phils won their first game of the season. They beat the Nationals yesterday in 10 innings, 7-3, down at Nationals Park. And the Phils and Nats are off today. They finish their three-game set, starting with a game tomorrow. They'll finish, actually, on Sunday. The Flyers beat the Canadiens Thursday, 6-4. And the weather in Philadelphia, very nice, partly cloudy, then clouding up, a high of 66.